This is New England Public Radio News. The hopes and dreams of the labor movement have long been expressed in song. Unions are less powerful than they once were, and even hits fade from memory. But in the Berkshires, a group of young activists are working to keep the songs alive. Judith Kogan has the story.
Joe Hill was a miner and labor activist, believed to have been framed on a murder charge. He was shot to death by firing squad. Early in the 20th century, when Joe Hill was trying to get workers to join the union, working conditions were appalling. The hours were long and workplaces were dangerous. Unions could affect change, but only if their membership was large.
Music provided a powerful tool to recruit new members.
That's Michael Richmond, professor at the Sheppard Broad College of Law in Fort Lauderdale, and an expert in music of the labor movement.
When people sing, they remember the message of the song.
The message of Joe Hill was clear. The work you do on behalf of unions will outlive you. It's a message understood by the kids at Camp Kinderland, a summer camp in Tolland, Massachusetts.
The copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man. Says Joe, I didn't die. Says Joe, I didn't die.
Camp Kinderland's motto is Summer Camp with a Conscience since 1923. It was founded as a retreat for children from New York City's tenements whose parents were affiliated with the Workmen's Circle, a leftist Jewish organization. The camp is more diverse now. It still promotes social justice and activism and has not surprisingly been a target of conservatives through the years. The 14-year-olds at Kinderland sing on the porch outside the dining hall, named after Pete Seeger. Their cabin? It's called Joe Hill. And they get the power of the song.
I think it's powerful because Joe Hill was just one person. He was a human, but he, like, supported a whole movement.
Joe Hill might have died, but the movement didn't die with him.
The last words that he said were, "Don't mourn, organize."
He'll find Joe Hill. Says he'll find Joe Hill.
Many of the campers are third and fourth generation Kinderlanders. Some know the song from their parents, who work with unions.
My dad used to work for UJC, the Urban Justice Center.
My mom is a nurse, so she's part of the New York Nurses Union.
And my father works for Unite Here.
At a typical summer camp, there are color wars with paintball fights and capture the flag. Camp Kinderland, instead, does a Peace Olympics, a three-day event built around a theme. One year, the theme was unions.
The, like, four teams was, like, United Farm Workers, United Auto Workers, United Miners, and then the Sanitation Workers Union. I was on the United Auto Workers, and I learned about that union.
Camp counselor Shiori O'Neill says the teams competed in sports. But in the run-up to the event, they made murals and wrote songs and skits to teach other campers about their adopted unions.
I remember our mural showed a fight for the auto workers in, like, the 60s or 70s. And then I remember also the United Farm Workers really sticking with me.
Cindy Zinger, the camp's executive director, says Kinderland raises activists.
You know, what we're trying to teach always is social justice and about activism, and that's what we say we raise. What makes Camp Kinderland very special is when kids finish Camp Kinderland, they are activists. They become teachers and educators and social workers and labor leaders, and they're all doing things for the betterment that we feel of the world.
There used to be a lot more camps like this around the country, but now there are just a handful, and unions themselves are shrinking. In 1954, about a third of American workers were union members. Now it's about 10%. Some think the recent Supreme Court decision limiting the power of public sector unions may be a death knell for labor.
They're trying to get rid of labor unions, so we want to be fighting for them.
No question, Joe Hill would be proud. For New England Public Radio, I'm Judith Kogan.
From San Diego.